Well, we got a new life, and pretty much a new lease on life, and you know, it's zip zip. Doesn't matter what happened week one. They're a totally different team. We're a totally different team, and it's all about, you know, executing and making sure that we control our own destiny and we don't shoot ourselves in the foot.
Mike McCarthy was saying playoffs are usually turnovers, big plays, explosive plays, that kind of thing. Do you guys have that in you against a team like the Eagles?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. We got to have it in us. You know, it's just one chance. You know, you can't hold back in your do-or-die game. I mean, we've been in do-or-die games and positions for the last 2 weeks. This is a little different because it's playoff, and now you're in the big tournament, and you can't hold back now.
Aaron Rodgers obviously has had a tremendous season. He's yet to win a playoff game. He's only had one start, but yet to win a playoff game. Do you think it's on him? Do you guys know that people talk about that, him needing to win a playoff game. Do you think he's thinking about that or just thinking about doing what he does?
No, I don't think he's thinking about that at all. I mean, we've been in one playoff game with him, and, you know, we fought back and had an opportunity to win the game, and we just didn't execute. And it doesn't fall solely on him. That falls on all 45 guys that was on that field that day, and you know, we just didn't get it done.
That was an overtime playoff game. Do you know the rules if you go to overtime this year, Greg?
I do. I know both teams get the chance at it. So we don't want to have to go to overtime. We want to get there, get a win, and get back home.
Hey, Greg, what do you guys have to do as an offense to be more consistent, look great against the Giants, look up and down against the Bears? What do you guys have to do as an offense to be more consistent?
Well, number one, we got to, as receivers, we got to catch the ball and convert on those first and second downs to make third down negotiable. Because sometimes our third downs in that game last week were like, come on, you're beating up against the wall. But no, we gotta make sure that third down is obtainable and you know, just execute, continue to move the chains, sustain drives, and put the ball in the end zone when we're in the red zone.
How much is this ratchet up a notch on playoff play compared to regular season play?
It's amazing. It's amazing. The atmosphere, you know, everybody has that do-or-die mentality. Every play seems like it's the last one of the game, or it's a make-or-break play, and that's the way you have to go about it. That's the way you have to approach it, and that's just the way the playoffs are made to play. And, you know, every play is a playoff. It's like, look, we're going to be better than you, or you're going to be better than us.
When you have a big drop early in the game, how much can that plague you? I'm not saying just you in general, the team as a receiver. When you have a big drop, does that kind of plague you for the rest of the game? How do you put that behind you?
Well, the easiest way to put it behind you is if you get another ball pretty quick. And but being in this position, being a professional athlete, you know you're going to have a drop sometime throughout your career. But you have to have the wherewithal and the resolve to bounce back. And, you know, that's one of the things that I can say about this group. Guys don't just mope around when they drop a ball. You know, we're hard on one another, but we understand that, look, we got to go back out there. Let's make a play. And that's the mindset we have. That's the mindset you have to have.
Let's talk about the Philadelphia defense. They're a little younger, a lot of energy. They've had some problems adjusting. What do you see going against these guys?
Well, obviously, we have some favorable matchups that we think we have. But at the same time, when you're dealing with a team in the playoffs, again, they've seen us from week one. We've seen them week one. You really can't have a huge gauge off what took place that soon, that early in the season. But they've had some injuries in their secondary, and you know, it's our job to expose them. Period.
Given that and the similarities, how much of it is just maybe a big individual effort to make a play because they know what your schemes are, you know what their schemes are. How big is that factor, just that individual effort to step up and make a play in this situation?
Well, number one, anytime you're on the field, you're trying to make a play for your team. And so when you're afforded that opportunity to make one, you got to make the best of it. And, you know, there's no time better to make a big play than in the playoffs when your back's each and every player's back is up against the wall and your team is counting on you to make a big play.
Greg, why do you guys like free release so much? James was talking about how these guys will play off a little bit. Sometimes they peek in the backfield looking for an interception, but they'll give you a free release off the line of scrimmage. How does that work to your advantage?
Well, I mean, when you got a team that's free, giving you free access, I mean, you have no disruption with your route, your release, getting into your route. It's easy to get into your route and get out of your route. Pretty much, it's pitch and catch. But at the same time, they have Asante does a great job reading the quarterback. So he's going to play you with a little free access so that he can get a rhythm of what the quarterback's trying to do and read that step, those drops, and kind of get a conceptual gauge on what you're doing to him. And then he tries to jump one or two every so often.
This is also a hot read game for you guys outside, too, the way they come on board. And that's got to be.
Oh, definitely. We got to be prepared for the hots, especially when we're inside in the slots. Guys got to be on their P's and Q's, making sure if somebody comes up your face, you're peeking and giving Aaron an outlet.
You can kind of sense there's a certain level of confidence going into this game. How dangerous do you think the Packers are in the postseason?
Well, we think we're a pretty dangerous team, as should they. And we know that they're a dangerous team. But at the same time and in the same breath, that means nothing if you don't go out there and execute. If we're not able to execute, then that we're killing ourselves. But we're doing the things that we need to do as far as our preparation going into the game to make sure that we're going to go out there with all wheels touching the ground and burning some rubber.
Greg, you guys have had some trouble in some first quarters this year scoring points. How dangerous is it to get into that situation in a playoff game where you might be having to play from behind if you can't get it going early?
Well, obviously, we're going into a hostile environment, one of the most hostile environments we could probably enter into. Going to Philly, and you know, it's pertinent that we get out to a fast start. We know that they're an explosive offense. We feel like we're an explosive offense, but we have to be able to put our defense in a position where they can just pin their ears back and go after Vic each and every play. But if we're not doing the things that we're capable of doing as an offense and not sustaining drives and keeping our defense fresh, then we're hurting ourselves.
How were the Philly fans in week one?
How were they? They were mad after the game, as they are all throughout the game, regardless. They're East Coast fans are some of the better fans, just because they really know what's going on out there. They have an understanding for the game. But, you know, hey, I don't feel sorry for them at all.
Greg, as you reflect back on this regular season, you guys are 3-3, the injuries were mounting, you just lost a couple of overtime games. What was the key to turning the thing around and really taking off like you did?
Well, you're going to face some adverse situations throughout the course of the year, and it's about how you bounce back, how you counterpunch those situations, and how you respond. And we were able to respond. Obviously, guys stepped up key positions and were able to make plays for us, and we were able to get on the roll a little bit and gain some confidence, and you know, we put ourselves in a position at the end of the year to be where we are today. There's definitely a ramped up intensity. There's a difference in the game atmosphere, number one, and the play. Guys are out there going 100 miles an hour each and every play, which, you know, it takes place in the regular season, but at the same time, you know what's at stake now. You know, it's not 32 teams fighting for the same thing. Now it's down to 16. You know, so the odds are more so in your favor now, and you got to go at it with nothing to lose mentality.
How much of an advantage was it that you basically played two playoff games already? I mean, how much of an advantage are you in?
Well, it was a huge advantage for us because, you know, we got some guys who may have not had experience, obviously, with those games. It's still a little different when you're in the regular season and you're back up against the wall versus when you're in the playoffs. Playoffs, when you lose in the playoffs, it seems like it hurts a lot worse than not even having the chance to play in them. You know, going through that loss that we went through and experienced last year, obviously it was a growing experience. We could take some things from that, and then there were some things with that we could throw away.